Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for Bad Attitudes by Tracy Miles. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. James 1:2. James wrote today's key verse during a time where the Christians had allowed the frustrations and annoyances of life to steal their optimism and joy. But in their defense, these believers had a lot of serious and justifiable reasons to have a bad attitude. They faced great persecution, unrelenting trials and sufferings, from murder to imprisonment, at the hand of Saul, who was zealous in his efforts to destroy the church and anyone associated with Jesus. As a result, these Christians were juggling an array of emotions, including fear, mourning, confusion, loneliness, and even hopelessness. Some fled their homes in fear for their lives. They lived in poverty, forced to scrounge for food to survive. Some were sick, and everyone was exhausted. They had every right to be negative and pessimistic. I can only imagine, as they sunk under the weight of seamlessly insurmountable problems and fears, that their faith might have been sinking too. James acknowledged their suffering, but also wanted to give them hope and encouragement. He told them inner joy could still be theirs if they deliberately chose to take control of their thinking and change their attitude. He encouraged them to pause and refocus on their faith. When life gets hard, it's difficult to avoid letting a bad attitude take over our minds and rule our lives. We might not experience religious persecution as those first believers did, but let's face it, people hurt us. The past haunts us. Coworkers mistreat us. Parents don't love us. Friends don't consider us. Spouses don't honor us, and children don't appreciate or respect us. Finances don't support us, and our health doesn't sustain us. James's instructions to the believers of his time can help us too. I closed my Bible, realizing my attitude was my choice, and knowing whatever circumstances I faced didn't have the power to dictate that attitude unless I let them. Although enduring problems with a smile and pure joy in our hearts can be difficult, doing so not only helps us become strong believers, it opens the door for an attitude transformation. Our attitudes are an outward display of what's taking place in our hearts. When our hearts focus in the right place, our attitudes will too. The only thing we have to lose by choosing a positive attitude is a negative one. Let's pray. Lord, free me from the shackles of a bad attitude. Work in my heart and mind to transform my thinking from negative to positive, despite the struggles I face. Fill me with a joy that can only come from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.